This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Quantum Dawn 2. It's not the next James Bond movie. It's a fire drill for big banks to test their defenses against hackers. And it's today. Some 50 organizations will participate, from the Treasury and the Department of Homeland Security to Bank of America and Citigroup. But if you're a bank girding for cyber battle, what are you preparing for? Well, it's like they say in that classic 1992 hacking movie, Sneakers.
It's not about who's got the most bullets. It's about who controls the information.
In Sneakers, Robert Redford leads a group of techies as they are hired to steal account data from banks to test security infrastructure. In the real world, though, that work is done by people like Nish Bahala. The founder and CEO of firm Security Compass stole $14 million from a bank in 2010. He gave it back with a receipt. People like Bahala may be trying to steal account numbers and other data today. Will it look like the movies?
No, it definitely does not look like that. It is a typical website, or it is a typical, you know, black and green console.
Think blinking laptop screens, some code, all designed to start trouble. But Bahala says the trouble could mean many different things. The key is creating chaos for the systems and the people who are set up to fight off supposed hackers.
If I'm representing an organized crime group, then I'm going to do some clandestine attacks, try to very quietly get into the systems and try to steal money. However, if I'm trying to create chaos, I don't care about getting access to the data, but I could totally lock out every single username, password that I can think of, username that I can think of in the online banking application.
Once online users can't get into their accounts, you can imagine how these dominoes fall.
If I'm a consumer, I'm going to pick up the phone and try to call the call center. What are the other 70% going to do? Exactly the same thing, because they can't log in. That is going to cause panic. Panic leads to rash decisions and indirectly impact the financial market.
This all might sound scary and potentially catastrophic. That's why regulators stress the drill is important. The software company Symantec says cyber attacks against businesses in the U.S. grew 42% last year.